This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I understand that there was indeed a transfer. Can you give us more details about that, and do you expect others as well?
I'd refer to my colleagues at the Department of Defense for the details, but there was one Guantanamo Bay detainee that was transferred to Cape Verde. This is an individual who will be subject to some security requirements that were negotiated in advance by the United States with the local government there to ensure that this individual does not pose an undue threat to our national security. The population at Gitmo is now down to 59, and there are still at least a couple dozen of those individuals who are eligible for transfer, and we're continuing to do the diplomatic work of finding an arrangement for those individuals to be safely transferred to another country.
So it's still the president's intention to continue with the transfers, but not necessarily close down the facility. Is that sort of a fait accompli at this point?
Well, listen, we're continuing to do this important work, and this is work that's rather painstaking in making sure that we're carefully reviewing the files, putting the national security interests of the United States first. And doing the important work with countries around the world to try to find a suitable location where these individuals can be transferred. Our stated goal of closing the prison is still rooted in the idea that closing the prison would be good for taxpayers because it's prohibitively expensive to continue to run it. And our view is also that continuing to have the prison open only serves to advance the recruiting interests of extremist organizations that do view the continued operation of the prison at Guantanamo Bay as an effective recruitment tool. And this is not just an observation that was made by the Obama administration. Senior officials who served in President Bush's administration said the same thing and have advocated for the closure of the prison for the same reasons. So there's bipartisan support among national security professionals that this is a prison that should be closed. And we continue to be strongly opposed to the politically motivated effort by the Congress to prevent and obstruct the successful closure of the prison.
I want to last ask you about the comments you made earlier about what happened in Italy. You said it would be...
The thing is that he didn't talk about is the recidivism rate. I mean, it's somewhere between 18 and 30% here, Scott, of these detainees that are released, and they go back into battle, thank you very much, and, they've been taken care of for a number of years, but, they're not happy campers. They're happy to get back in there and be about their business. I mean, we've been talking about this, about the indoctrination of these fighters. This isn't something that they just, got associated with the wrong gang here, and so we got ourselves in trouble, and now I'm going to change my evil way. They don't know any other way. The only way they know is to support and defend their ideology, and their ideology, has been well fixed and indoctrinated into their psyches, in their minds, at an early age. This isn't something that just happened, that it was some type of last-minute radicalization that took place. So why would we expect them, to go back and just return to their families and get back to the business at hand, especially these military operations, they need more soldiers, and they're reintroduced back to the field. And of course, whenever we get these numbers, from the government, I always question them. I always, okay, well, there's some number here when they talk about 18%. Confirmed recidivism rate of 18%, and then there's a confirmed suspected recidivism rate of 30%. So somewhere between 18 and 30% is the number of these going back onto the battlefield. Well, the conversation will continue. Let us know your thoughts. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at B. Martinez Live. Scott Mann is with us, former Lieutenant Colonel and Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel, Game Changers. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good to hear your voice, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Hey, Scott, you know, one of my pet peeves about this whole military complex and the way it's evolved, particularly in the last decade under this administration, or at least the last 8 years anyway, has been that, you know, micromanagement seems to be the order of the day. We've got more civilians making decisions here. I have long been one to believe that you let the military do what they do best. This is what they're trained to do. And I was encouraged when I heard that Donald Trump had appointed General Mattis, you know, to lead the way here, because I think that puts out a definitive signal that maybe the tide is turning here when it comes to our military, and that we're going to let the military people who know best do what they do best.
Yeah, I am encouraged by that choice as well, Bill. I think, you know, General Mattis has a great reputation as both a warfighter, a leader, and also someone who really cares about the people, who frankly have been, you know, in the longest war in our nation's history, right? I mean,
right.
You know, 15 years that we've been doing this. So I think he'll do a really good job as Secretary of Defense. I have a lot of respect for General Flynn as well as a National Security Advisor. And so far I'm encouraged by his choices. My only caution is this, and I'll throw it back at you, is I just, like I say in my book, Game Changers, both administrations kind of underwhelmed me in how we fought this war against Al-Qaeda and violent extremists, or we wouldn't still be in it. And so I just hope that we don't go back to, you know, the same policies and strategies we had under the Republicans, you know, with a larger footprint in Iraq. That doesn't necessarily work either. There's a way to win, but we've got to be smarter.
Exactly. Well, we've put a lot out there. There's no doubt in retrospect. There's so much to learn from this if we're allowed to, you know, take the lessons. And, you know, what I get concerned about, Scott, here again, you know, this is just from my purview, being a former Marine, and I was privileged to work in the Joint Public Affairs Office in Camp Pendleton. So I saw some of the policies, you know, coming across, and I thought, wow, this is a real head scratcher to me, because it seemed like we were handcuffing our soldiers and our leaders out there instead of letting them take the fight to the enemy and get it over with. I mean, let's face it, war is not a beautiful thing. We damage things, but that's what brings people to the bargaining table and, inspires them to change their evil ways. But if we're going to let it be about, civilians who don't have, they have relative skin in the game. You know, they're not out there in the battlefield seeing what's going on. And so they're making up these politically correct rules of engagement. I have a problem with that.
No, I do too. And I especially have a problem with it when you consider, Bill, that we've been at this for 15 years. Less than 0.5% of the United States, 300 million population, has actually served in this war. And of those, a very small number have actually served in combat. So it boils down to a handful of men and women who keep going back over and over again. My son Cody was 3 years old when the towers fell. He's now on his path to becoming an infantry lieutenant. And, you know, he's going to go fight the war that I didn't finish. And so when I see the same civilians, the same bureaucrats, the same, even in some cases, generals and admirals, who are, frankly, more about political correctness and just, stir and repeat than actually winning this war. And now it's my son.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I just have a lot of skin in this game myself. I've lost a lot of friends in this war, and a lot of my friends don't have a voice right now, so I'm going to be theirs, and we need to get this damn thing right, and we need to win it starting now.
Exactly. Well, Scott, there was a report in the Washington Times about Green Berets, and I know this probably struck your heart. The Islamic State fight, they're frustrated regarding fighting the Islamic State. They say because top brass's micromanagement style has frustrated their ability to do what you say, and that's win the war.
Well, I wish I saw the same article, Bill, and I wish I could say it's inaccurate, but it's not inaccurate. I mean, let's face it. You and I have had this conversation. This is a bottom-up war. What I mean by that is ISIS in particular and al-Qaeda, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, or Minneapolis, they establish their safe haven inside marginalized, at-risk communities. That's how they operate. If we are going to defeat them, we have to empower those communities to stand up on their own and become an antibody, not an accelerant to extremism. That's true with gangs. It's true with ISIS. And it's just the way it goes. Nobody understands this better, Bill, than Green Berets who work and live in these tribal areas. And they have become so hamstrung and so overmanaged from the top that they are not able to do the Lawrence of Arabia thing they need to do. In my book, Game Changers, I lay this out explicitly in chapters 5, 8, and 9. And the American people have got to demand that our senior leaders, and this is military generals now, so don't get so enamored with these senior leaders, American people. Right. If we don't give our guys on the ground the top cover they need to win this thing from the bottom up, it doesn't matter who the president is. We're going to have another 4 years tacked onto this war.
Well, I would hope not, but it would seem that some of the initial moves by the president-elect are encouraging, I see, for the military. Yes. And those of us who have been frustrated and watching what's going on, like you say, I mean, this has been going on for 15 years. I mean, how much longer is this going to happen? I mean, Donald Trump has announced time and again that he's going to get this over lickety split. And I know some people were aghast by that concept.
Right.
But to your point, it's possible if we let the bottom do what they do best and go make it happen.
I believe we can win, Bill. I do believe there will be a time we have to manage our own expectations of the homeland. It's kind of hard because on the one hand, we don't want to put up with policy ineptitude like we have up to this point. But at the same time, we also have to recognize that defeating this enemy who frankly has they operate off a historical narrative that is centuries old. And so to defeat them is going to be a persistent effort over time. They can be defeated. I do not think we're going to see a World War II ticker tape parade in this administration, but I do believe we could deal a massive blow to their global capability by the time Trump ends 4 years, and they could be viewed. You know how the FARC is viewed down in Colombia right now?
Right, exactly.
They're still there, but are they the threat they were? No. And so I think that's probably how Americans should be thinking about this. It will be our children and grandchildren that fight violent extremism, unfortunately. But let's also not forget, too, just real quick, Bill, our men and women who are transitioning out of the military, $200,000 a year. My book, Mission America, actually addresses that as well. And we got to keep our eye on that ball also, on our men and women coming home.
Exactly, without a doubt. And hopefully we can make the positive changes that need to be made regarding the VA, as we have discussed as well, Scott, man. I appreciate it. Great insight here. And I agree. We're both seeing the same thing here. But we've got another segment with you, so stay with us. More from Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann right after this. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
The little lamb to the shepherd boy. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez coming at you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Mann is with us, former Lieutenant Colonel, Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel Game Changers, spent 23 years in the Army Special Forces, career involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, and stability missions. He served in the Special Operations for over 18 years, been a Green Beret for over 15 years in combat deployments in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Panama, Iraq, and Afghanistan. He is one of the only former lieutenant colonels that is actively still involved in the day-to-day transition of Green Berets from active duty into civilian life. Scott, can we expand and talk about that a little bit more, about your day-to-day work that you do and working with Green Berets? I mean, this is so important. You got these young men coming into civilian life, and what they've known previously for a number of years is the military, and you know, you've got to make that critical civilian life transition, don't you?
Yeah, you do, Bill. I mean, you know that as well as I do. And you know, I appreciate you, as always, allowing that platform to be covered. You know, I retired 4 years ago, quite a few combat deployments, a lot of buddies lost, and nowhere near what some of my friends have been through, but what it taught me was that coming home is, you know, it's got to happen. Like, we cannot allow Vietnam to happen again. A whole generation of young men who never came home, but yet who are living among us, and we're in danger of that happening again. And so the thing that I want to get across is that's the responsibility of the civilian and the military warrior. And I just finished a book called Mission America, Bill. And I wrote the book simply because I work every day with transitioning veterans. A friend of mine, a Marine, just passed away yesterday who never could quite reintegrate home. And so I know your listeners see it every day. They probably have family members. This book that I've written, I'm really proud of it. It's called Mission America, and you can get it at missionamericabook.com. It was written for both it's the only book written for military and civilians on the topic of transition, where we have 200,000 warriors and their family members coming home a year. And there's no easy solutions right now. And so we got to come together on this thing. This book lays out how we can do it. And if you want to give a great Christmas present to a warrior or a family member or a veteran or a civilian who's a patriot, missionamericabook.com, and all the proceeds go right back to our nonprofit.
Well, that's awesome, Scott. And this will help people understand what this military individual, what they're going through. You know, we hear about, you know, issues of PTSD, traumatic brain injury, TBI, the VA and the problems they're having there, suicide rate among veterans, about 20, as high as 22 a day. I mean, all this is tragic that has taken place. And America needs to be aware of what is happening to their most treasured asset, and that is our young men and women who have gone to support and fight for our liberties.
And here's the thing, Bill. This is the thing that we're doing with this book, and where I think you and I can work together and your listeners is, I also believe, and this book talks about this, there's a false narrative out there that unfortunately has evolved from the things you just talked about, which are very real critical things. I mean, these are real issues, and coming home from the corrosive arena of combat does play a detrimental role on our young men and women. But here's the thing. You know, America has never been more in need of leadership, of the kind of leadership that these warriors have. These are the most high-performing people on the planet, and they are ready to come home and lead. We've developed this narrative almost that all of our warriors are broken, and they're not. They're scuffed up. And if they don't connect with civilians and work together to overcome humps like PTS and things, then they will go off the grid and we'll lose them. But with the help of our civilians, Bill, we can get back in the game very quickly. And these are the men and women that will be leading your kids and my kids. And that's
exactly
what America needs.
Well, this is the thing, Scott, and I've done a lot of work on this in terms of, productivity and what makes a person have a sense of fulfillment and happiness in their lives. I think this is, a condition that exists across America today, not just among the military. Dare I say, even the everyday citizen who has been sitting there lying dormant and frustrated, knowing that they could be doing so much more. But, the system has been rigged against them, regulations, opportunities, and that sort of thing. This is why I'm so encouraged by this new administration that's coming into office, because I believe there are many jobs awaiting on the horizon and people ready to fill those jobs. But to me, the biggest waste of resources is when you have people like the military who have come in, they've had excellent training and background, and we just need to find a right place for them and get them activated in the civilian life and watch what happens. I mean, with their enthusiasm and their sense of fulfillment and what they can do for any company, for that matter. I mean, you bring that kind of leadership on your team. Wow. I mean, this could be, this could be a real catalyst to take that organization to a whole new level, as opposed to just letting them go by the wayside. And I agree with you, Scott. I think the false narrative that somehow our military are coming here broken, I think this was the stinking thinking and the bad stuff that was put out there about Vietnam. And meanwhile, how much productivity did we lose in the process because we did not manage the assets of the personnel coming back into civilian life?
I mean, after he came back from his third tour, as his Navy commando, and I can tell you, to all of our Vietnam veterans, if it hasn't been said to you lately, welcome home.
Yes.
And to anyone listening to this, again, missionamericabook.com, there's a plan in there on how to bring our warriors back into the game and leading us at home. And if you're listening to this right now and you're a veteran, I'm telling you right now, you were put on this earth to do something bigger than yourself, and odds are you've already done a lot of that. But you didn't run all those miles and get scuffed up like that to just fade away.
Mm-hmm.
We need you in the game. We need you leading us. And this is your time to do it. This isn't some Pollyanna speech. That's what you're here to do. That's what this book is about. We all have, Bill, a higher purpose and a higher calling in this life. And when we get out of alignment with it, that's when things go south. And it's time to reset that as leaders.
Mm-hmm. I say in business, Scott, because I've been in marketing a big part of my life, and for many years I consulted with CEOs across the country, and I told them that was their one of their top jobs that they had to do, was to assess the personnel that they had there to make sure, as I put it, that they were putting round pegs in round holes. When people are miscast in their jobs or undercast, that is one of the biggest sources of frustration people can have in their lives, is knowing that in the wee small hours of the night they'll wake up at 3 o'clock staring at the ceiling tiles and say, I could be doing so much more, and they're not. And
it's so true, Bill. And a caution to that, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no,
is that these job programs that we're putting out there, they're wonderful. Hiring veterans is wonderful, but what we need to remember is that just hiring someone to work a job after he's done what a warrior has done or a family member has sacrificed, in many cases, that won't necessarily scratch the itch
mm-hmm.
of that higher purpose, that higher calling, that high performance mindset that this person has. And a lot of times it can actually be a contributor in the sense that that person is not aligned with their purpose anymore. So
mm-hmm.
as a nation, we've got to come together and work together to help our warriors not only find a job, but to get back to what lights them up. And
exactly.
If you're listening to this and you're not in that space right now, the good news is it's out there. It's just a matter of giving yourself permission to go find it. And if you don't have it, I'll give it to you. You're getting it right now.
Exactly.
Let's go find it.
Well, Scott, to your point, for vets, and I want to be a voice of encouragement to them, is that you may not have found the perfect round hole for your round peg to fit in, but
right.
keep working at it. Keep,
right.
As I tell my children, experience defines preference. You find out about yourself, the things that you like, and it will be revealed, but just keep on keeping on. That's what you do. That's the spirit that you developed in the military, and you'll find that right spot. So do not be discouraged in doing the right.
We need
exactly.
to stick
around. Amen. That's
stick
it.
Stick around, buddy.
Scott Mann, former Lieutenant Colonel in Green Beret, on Bill Martinez. Scott, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 after the top of the hour.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid with a care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia...
You put half these people out of work. I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Christmas time is here, and happiness and cheer.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always good to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Find out how to connect with our 200 and over 280 affiliates who are around the world via shortwave. We're out there for you. You know, giving you the information that you need so we can do our part in getting this country back on track. Thank you so much for joining the good fight with us. You know, while applying for jobs might be the last thing on our minds during the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, but let me tell you, people are still applying for jobs, okay, especially in light of this administration and maybe the prospects that, jobs truly are going to be on the increase. So this truly is a great time to keep interviewing. Now, job candidates have long been urged to put their best foot forward when applying for open positions. It might be simple advice, yet many job hopefuls fail to heed it. In an account temp survey, 33%, believe it or not, of CFOs said the most common mistake people make in application materials is failing to customize them for the position. 24% of executives said typos or poor grammar are the most frequent blunders. The biggest slip-up during the interview is not knowing about the organization. Well, Bill Driscoll is with us. He's the district president of Account Temps, and he breaks down the survey and helps us understand that, hey, if you're going to be applying for a job, you probably got to do some planning here. Bill Driscoll, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here, because I think this is a timely interview to talk about, you know, the tips that you have and that you found from the survey, because I sense, Bill, that more people are going to be applying for jobs in the first quarter of 2017 than they have in a long time.
I think you're right. Unemployment is at 4.6% nationally. It's lower than that in a lot of places. Amongst college grads, it's more in the 2.5% range. So there's a lot of demand out there. There's a lot of opportunity, and now's a really good time to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I'm also forecasting, Bill, here, that there's going to be better jobs. You know, right now, a lot of people are working, you know, low-level, entry-level type paid jobs just because they have to. And much of America, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but, you know, working two, three jobs as opposed to one, you know, not that long ago. So I believe that there's better jobs here on the horizon. And you say right off the bat, do your homework, right?
Absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, a third of the executives that we polled talked about candidates not being prepared, not having done their homework, not knowing about the company that they're applying to. And with all of the research and information that's available online, you know, that's just unfortunate, because it's something, if you do your homework, you really can be prepared. Beyond that, with LinkedIn today and social media, you can know even about the person that you're interviewing with, which can help you build a rapport more quickly and make that connection.
It's all about having a leg up, isn't it?
Absolutely. And like you said, I mean, between doing your homework and knowing about the company that you're going into, and then not making mistakes on your resume, typos, grammar issues, really, really important that we use, obviously, number one, spell check, but also potentially have a trusted friend, family member, or advisor take a look at your resume before you submit it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, having a typo in your resume, something that you've had plenty of time to work on, supposedly, it doesn't bode well. It tells a prospective employer that you're careless.
It's really the first body of work that the prospective employer is going to see from you, and if it's got mistakes in it, that doesn't bode well, you know, for your candidacy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say also to take advantage of offline opportunities as well, right?
Right. Network, network, network in all ways, shapes, and forms. So, you know, joining a professional organization, attending industry meetings, asking your contacts for additional contacts, cast as wide a network as you can. And I think today people often think, oh, just, you know, online, that's where we want to hunt for a job. But it's really all aspects, and that personal, you know, in-person, offline approach is really, really important as well.
You know, as we mentioned just a moment ago, Bill, some people think, well, it's the holidays, you know, why should I be out there hustling for a job? You know, they're really not, you know, businesses aren't really prepared to hire people, but that's not the case. I mean, there may be less candidates out there, so you might have a little bit more of an advantage if you keep hustling, right?
Absolutely, and I think companies are trying to hire right now so that they go into 2017 at full speed. If a company has an open spot right now, you know, they don't want to carry that through the holidays and then have to deal with that in January. So we're seeing a lot of our clients really looking aggressively right now as we move through December.
And it is about momentum. I mean, what I have found is that if you kick back, then when it's time for you to get in the fight, you're already several weeks behind, as opposed if you're mixing it up already, you're already making some phone calls. Again, you want to be on that starting line or ahead of that starting line, so you know, the advantage is with you, and by staying active and keeping your mind active, you know, you're better focused, and I think you increase the odds of being able to obtain that job you're looking for, wouldn't you say?
No doubt about it. So many job seekers that I talk to are casting that network out. They're talking to many people, and it seems like nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, oftentimes you'll see boom, 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 three offers all come at one time, and as you just mentioned, that's a result of that constant drumbeat of activity, you know, the phone calls, the networking, the research, the interviews, and then those all kind of come to fruition. So taking a big break in the middle of it let's say for the holidays or for whatever reason, is not the best approach.
Well, you know, I have a dear pastor friend of mine. What he shared with me a long time ago, Bill, he said, he told people in his congregation, he said, look, if you're without a job, your job is looking for a job. Spend 40 hours a week looking for a job. I thought that was practical advice.
That's excellent advice. And like I just said, I mean, when you do that, and if you do that, you'll see really, really good results. The key is, again, to be doing your homework, to take care and pay attention to it like it is a job, and not get distracted by the holidays or whatever else there is and make mistakes that can cost you.
Bill, what did you find, for those candidates that are standing out? What things did they do to stand out?
Well, a lot of the things that we're talking about, they're very well prepared. They understand the company that they're going to, what their company's growth prospects are. They've done their homework on potentially who they're interviewing with. And I think another important thing is they are talking about their skills and accomplishments and talking about what they've achieved rather than just the job duties that they did. So, you know, they're talking about what they've done in prior jobs, what they bring to the table, and then how that matches with what the company is looking for or what potentially the company, where the company's headed.
And that's not about bragging. I mean, some people, I can't do that. That's bragging. This is what a prospective employer wants to hear. And they want to hear how you relate your past successes. Because what I found, most people, when they're talking about their past successes, they're excited about it. Their eyes light up. They're enthusiastic. And you go, whoa, this is a candidate I want on my team, right?
Absolutely. This is your audition. This is absolutely a time. It's not about bragging. It's about talking about, you know, this is how much money that you saved the company. These were the sales results that you had at a certain place. This was a project that you led that led to great results for your former employer. This is your moment to really, you know, stand out in the eyes of a potential employer. And it also shows that you're well prepared. Again, your presentation's prepared. You've got a plan. This is where you want to go. You've done research on the company, maybe on the interviewer. Your resume is free of mistakes, and that's the strong candidacy that you want to present.
Well, some great tips here for looking for a job, even through the holidays, to help you all the more. And we're thankful to Bill Driscoll and Accountemps. Remember, do your homework, okay? Study up on the organization. Make sure you understand what it is that you're applying and the company and the people that are involved here. Remember, grammar counts, and go offline. Cast a broad net. Bill, where can people go for more information?
Accountemps.com.
Well, here he is, Bill Driscoll, New England District President of Accountemps, a division of Robert Half, based in the company's Boston office, where it's nice and warm up there. Just kidding, right? Just a state of mind. That's all that matters. Bill Driscoll, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
This report is brought to you by Wahl. The holidays are upon us, and there's no better way to cross that special guy off your list than with a new clipper or trimmer from Wahl. Drew Krasny is a consumer tech expert.
I love the holidays because they give me an excuse to exercise my gift-giving muscles with everyone I care about. It's not just about shopping for a gift. You're shopping for the right gift. So it's the perfect way to show someone you care. One gift guys can always use is grooming tools. The powerful new Lithium Ion Plus trimmer for facial hair and Elite Pro Hair Clipper from Wahl are great for any guy. With the latest technology in batteries and motors and patented ground blades, they're guaranteed to do a smooth, even cut every time. They'll satisfy even the most particular guys with their sleek industrial design. And you can pick them up at major retailers nationwide for under $69.99.
To learn more about these and other products from Wahl, please visit WahlHolidayGifts.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Marilyn Butterfin is Holiday Ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling.
It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America 14, before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. David Holt is with us, the president of Consumer Energy Alliance. Now, let me lay this out here before we bring David on. Following the election of Donald Trump, you'd think fossil fuel foes fighting the construction of new pipelines would give it a rest and toss in the towel. Well, you'd be a little wrong and premature in your thinking. Per reports, the elimination of a White House cheerleader coupled with a more pro-fossil fuel Congress only means a change in tactics. Rather than engage the feds, activists say they're going to double down on local communities or states where Trump's influence doesn't extend to and where many of the fights remain. So it would appear that things have gotten more complicated and could be more touchy. It's not going to be a slam dunk type of issue. But after all, we've got a president-elect who is known for the art of the deal. Can he affect something here regarding the pipeline? David Holt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Hey, let's talk about pipeline protestation. What are we missing here in the process?
You know, the professional protesters aren't just doubling down, they're quadrupling down. And what you're seeing with the Dakota Access Pipeline, you're seeing with pipelines all over the country. The problem is all these protesters are just focused on protesting, as far as I can tell. They're not focused on families and small businesses and households that rely on pipelines to bring oil and natural gas to their communities, the local communities. You're seeing in the state of Massachusetts and the state of Connecticut that are not allowing pipelines to be constructed. They're already paying 60% more, Bill, for electricity today than the national average.
Mm-hmm.
And if the results of these professional protesters are allowed to continue, then we're all going to be paying more for oil. We're all going to be paying more for natural gas. We're all going to be paying more for electricity. It's going to harm the economy. And here's the key point that I think these protesters to realize. The poorest among us, and those businesses that are just barely making ends meet, who cannot afford to pay more for electricity,
mm-hmm.
those are the folks that are going to be impacted.
Right.
Those that can't afford it. And I would think that from a professional, protester standpoint, those are some of the folks that these guys should want to protect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this whole conversation is completely upside down. It's absolutely missing the point. Pipelines are by far the safest mode of transportation to meet our energy needs. If you don't have pipelines, by definition, prices will go up, hurting those that can least afford it. So what Consumer Energy Alliance is trying to do with our members, and we have about 450,000 individual members around the country, and these are families and small businesses, users of energy in all shapes and sizes, from the chemical industry to the IT industry to farmers to other agriculture sector to transportation and truckers. What we're trying to do is really inject in this conversation a little rational thought that says, guys, hold on, wait a minute. We understand that you want to go protest, but make sure you understand the implications of your protest, because right now, we're having a bunch of protests for protest's sake, and no one really is looking at what the implications and the ramifications of these actions will have on the overall economy, on jobs, and then in most particular, those that can't afford any other options.
Exactly.
That's the problem here.
Well, David, they're saying, look at, potential harm to their waterways, also you're on hallowed ground. I mean, that seems to be, you know, kind of the typical argument whenever you're dealing with anything that has to do with, our host citizens here. They're saying, look, you're going through hallowed ground. I mean, is there veracity there to their argument?
Well, you know, this whole process with the Dakota Access Pipeline in particular has been going on for 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been multiple opportunities to provide comment. There have been multiple opportunities to engage in a thoughtful dialogue about what the route should be and all the due considerations that should go into that route. And for the most part, these professional agitators, and I'm not talking about the folks in the Sioux Nation, the folks that are concerned now. I'm talking about the folks from outside of North Dakota that have come in and initiated the litigation.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to remember, Bill, that 92% of all arrests that have occurred related to the Dakota Access Pipeline are from out of state.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
These are people that are coming in to the state from elsewhere that are professional agitators and professional protesters that have another reason to be there, which is to block all infrastructure, energy development, anything that you want here. But there have been ample opportunities to engage in this conversation, not only with this pipeline, but with all pipelines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking. And it's coming down to, I mean, here it's last leg, basically, 1,100-foot crossing of a Missouri River reservoir is what we're looking at here. And it's this critical part is missing. How are we going to put this together? As you say, you know, the Sioux tribes are claiming that this could endanger the tribe's water supply and sacred sites here. But again, you know, I just say, you know, how much is that really true? And if that's just, agitator speak that they're putting out there and the mainstream media is picking up on it.
Well, it's a little bit of the mainstream media just picking up on it. We also have to remember there's more than 2 million miles of pipelines traversing this nation already.
Mm-hmm.
Waterways and tributaries and other things are already being, traversed safely, responsibly. This has been going on for decades now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of waterways in this nation. Most pipelines have to go over or under many waterways. So this is not something that's new or unusual or unique to this pipeline. But it is being used as the, one of the principal arguments now all of a sudden in the protests for this Dakota Access Pipeline, which is a vital pipeline that brings, Bakken oil and natural gas to the rest of the country.
Exactly.
And something that we all realize from part of the energy revolution and our own energy independence and our own energy security, it's something we need to be able to bring to market. So it's unfortunate. The permits had all been approved.
Yes, that's the other thing I was going to say is that all the permitting requirements had been met. And as you say, this has been a 5-year study. And now all of a sudden we get down to, you know, the last 1,100 feet and they go, wait a minute, stop the presses here. I mean, how do you do this?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the other thing that needs to be, you know, discussed as part of the overall conversation around this. You know, everyone in the nation, whether you're an individual or a business making business decisions that impact stakeholders, shareholders, mm-hmm. need some consistency. And this is yet another example of regulatory inconsistency. There are laws in place that allow for thoughtful input, thoughtful discussion, and thoughtful deliberation and consideration and final resolution of pipeline right-of-ways and the routes that it's going to take. This pipeline went through all that, and then past the 12th hour, that decision had already been made. Suddenly the federal government comes in and says, hey, we're actually going to change the rules. We're going to reconsider everything, and we're going to go back several steps after the companies had already invested all the money and made all the final decisions based on the regulatory framework that was in place. So there's no predictability here.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no consistency. It's really, frankly, unfair
mm-hmm.
and un-American, the way this whole process is going. And ultimately, as I said, the ultimate groups that are going to be impacted are everyday Americans all over the country, but most importantly, most especially, those everyday Americans that can least afford to pay more for power and for electricity. And that's where Consumer Energy Alliance is really focusing our effort. We need to provide a voice for those Americans to make sure their voices are heard loud and clear, because there are implications to blockading pipelines and other energy projects that all Americans and the media need to really fully understand and add those voices to this conversation.
Now, does this set up a dangerous precedent when the Obama administration denies the permit that they had already okayed and authorized?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And you know, we're calling on Congress and the new administration to try to bring back more consistency, but it does open up a proverbial Pandora's box. And I think you'll see these professional agitators that are, you know, quadrupling down and raising a lot of money to agitate over the life of the Trump administration, obviously. You'll see more of these kind of protests with other pipelines, with other energy production, with transmission lines related to wind or solar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, transmission lines that are bringing electricity from wind or solar are also being protested.
Exactly.
You know, I don't understand how we as Americans are expected to meet our energy needs if these professional agitators can continue to be allowed, frankly, these get-out-of-jail-free passes that say, okay, if you protest loud enough and you're a vocal minority, there are not a lot of people that are out there,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to listen to you. We're going to change the rules of the game at the 12th hour. Because, you know, you've camped out at this site for a little over a month.
Mm-hmm. and the problem you have, though, here is that, you know, they leave. Maybe they get out of jail. They leave. But the local community is impacted. And, you know, where all of a sudden they've got an itch where they hadn't been scratching before. How do they resolve that?
You know, you're exactly right. A Pandora's box has been opened, and it's not only the local community there in North Dakota, but it's local communities all across the nation that are going to be impacted in a negative way as a result of all this.
Well, without a doubt, David Hull, president of Consumer Energy Alliance, has more than 25 years of experience working for state and federal agencies in Congress and directing outreach and advocacy efforts. David, as always, thank you so much. Great insight here, and appreciate the information on these pipeline protesters there in the Dakotas. This is Bill Martinez, just about 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. Com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.